Nedarim perakimel mishnah tes hanoider min hayiludim. Person makes a neder not to have hana min hayiludim. Yiludim are people that are already born. Mutter benoladim. He's still mutter to people that will be born. That's the lashon of noladim. People that will be born. Min hanoladim. But if he uses that lashon, aser beyiludim. He's not only aser from the noladim, the people that will be born, but he's also aser to the yiludim, those that were already born. Because we go after the lashon bnei adam, and when people would speak, noladim were referring to both of them. People that will be born and also people that were born. Masha'en kein, the Tanakhama held that yiludim, that's only referring to people that were born, but is never referring to people that will be born. And the Gemara explains that there's a chsurei machsura. And what the Mishnah means to say now is that Rabbi Meir mater af biyiludim. That Rabbi Meir says that even a person that makes a neder from noladim, which are the ones that will be born, muter biyiludim, that still wouldn't aser them from people that are born. Just like, on the flip side, Rabbi Meir held that if a person made a neder from people that were already born, which is yiludim, he was muter bin noladim, which was the first case. So too, Rabbi Meir held it was exactly the same if you did the opposite. In other words, the machlokes here between Rabbi Meir and the Tanakhama is the lashon if a person makes a neder min hanoyladim, those that will be born. The Tanakhama held that that includes everybody, and Rabbi Meir says no, it's just the people that will be born, but according to Rabbi Meir, wouldn't aser the people that were already born. This is not a new shita. This is still back to the Tanakhama, just explaining their disagreement with Rabbi Meir. Lo niskaven ze el b'mi shadarko laholid. The reason the Tanakhama held that Noladim is referring to even those that were already born is because the words Noladim is referring to anybody that is born, as opposed to like fish and birds, that they have eggs. They're not born from people. Noladim doesn't include them, but includes everybody else and every other animal that is living now and will be born.